USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Senate Judiciary Committee Chairman Lindsey Graham says the DOJ watchdog report shows that the FBI Russia probe was fundamentally flawed. Speaking at the Capitol, the South Carolina Republican condemns the FBI's methods for obtaining warrants to surveil Trump campaign aide Carter Page.
I believe there will be no debate among reasonable-minded people, particularly lawyers, about how the system not only got off the rails, but in my view became a criminal enterprise.
Graham says he's not going to accept that politics were not involved because the people who oversaw the probe hate the president's guts. Speaking at a roundtable at the White House, President Trump says the U.S. economy is the strongest it has ever been in the history of our country. The president noted that the Chinese economy is having a difficult time, but that they're still trying to negotiate a trade deal. This is USA Radio News.
Why spend more than you have to on your life insurance? Hi, I'm John David Wells from the Wells Report. Did you know that life insurance rates have fallen 60% over the past 25 years? Even if you already own life insurance, you should check out the folks at AccuQuote. Since 1986, they've helped millions of people save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. Want some examples? Here's this one. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 worth of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. 20 or 30 year terms, even permanent plans are also available. And if you're on medications or have health problems, the experts at AccuQuote will still work with you to find an affordable policy. Nobody does it better than AccuQuote. Call 877-437-5912 right now. That's 877-437-5912. 877-437-5912. Life insurance. AccuQuote. Call them today.
Each policy forms and availability vary by state.
U.S. border officials say the number of illegal aliens apprehended at the southern border has declined for the sixth straight month. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the details.
Acting CBP Commissioner Mark Morgan announcing just over 42,000 illegal immigrants were apprehended at the border in November, down by more than 100,000 since May of this year. Morgan says the Trump administration's successes in the illegal immigration crisis have sent a strong message to cartels and criminal organizations, adding that President Trump and the CBP agency will not stop what he called the relentless pursuit to protect and safeguard the nation. Morgan says coming to U.S. borders illegally with a child will no longer be an automatic passport into the country. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
A new Gallup poll released on Monday found that 25% of Americans say they or family members put off treatment for a serious medical condition this year. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
In entertainment news, we hear from USA Radio Network's Wendy King on the top movies at the box office this weekend.
At the box office this weekend.
Find who is calling to you. They may have answers.
I'm going with you.
Anna? No.
Excuse me, I climbed the North Mountain, survived a frozen heart, and saved you from my ex-boyfriend. So, you know, I'm coming.
Disney's Frozen 2 is tops at the box office once again, bringing in $34.7 million. Number 2, Knives Out, with $14.2 million. Ford vs. Ferrari drops down to number 3 at $6.5 million. Number 4, Queen and Slim at $6.5 million. The Tom Hanks movie about Mr. Rogers, A Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood, is at number 5 with $5.2 million. Number 6, Dark Waters at $4.1 million. 21 Bridges is at number 7 with $2.9 million. Playing with Fire is at number 8 with $2 million. Midway is at number 9 with $1.9 million. And The Joker still in the top 10, bringing in $1 million at the box office.
And in sports news, Week 14 of the NFL wraps up with the Philadelphia Eagles hosting the New York Giants. Kickoff is set for just after 8 o'clock. Please remember you can take us with you wherever you go by downloading the iHeartRadio app and searching for USA Radio News. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.